Well, just anytime you have to commit to ideas on paper or on a recording that you have, it always helps me to work through those ideas because you have to own them and kind of be accountable to yourself for those ideas over time.
For Seattle songwriter David Bazan, stepping out from his band Pedro the Lion is one internal struggle. Another is a redefinition of his faith, and rarely has an identity crisis sounded so good. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Russ Boris. Discussions of religion and God are a heavy subject matter for pop songs, but for former Pedro the Lion frontman David Bazan, his changing relationship with Christianity is content he can't ignore. His first full-length solo album is called Curse Your Branches, drawing from the lyric, "All the fallen leaves should curse their branches for not letting them decide where they should fall." This fodder for thought is also the root of impassioned arrangements, sometimes in step with the lyrical tone, other times contrasting, stomping, and upbeat. During a stop at FUV, David told me that he's still discovering themes and meanings in the new songs, and it's all worth whatever response he gets from fans.
From the very first Pedro the Lion EP that I put out, I got letters from people within my religious community that I was then a part of that said that I was demon-possessed and all sorts of things. And then plenty of people who said, "Oh, this is very refreshing. Thank you for writing this." So there's always been both things. The way to look at that is that you just have to really go with your own gut and write exactly what you want to write, hoping that your taste is not an anomaly. And if it is, then that's just what it is. But in this case, I did come to the conclusion at some point, man, this is going to be a really marginal sort of record because I'm writing about, you know, religion in a way that people inside religion are going to be frustrated with and people outside religion are going to find tedious. And as it turns out, it hasn't totally been that way.
And reaction on this record thus far has been really, really tremendous.
I'm overwhelmed by it, actually. Yeah, it's quite nice.
I might as well admit it, like I even have a choice. The crew have killed the captain, but they still can hear his voice. A shadow on the water, a whisper in the wind, on long walks with my daughter, who is lately full of questions about.
Seen that described in a couple of different circles. Somebody said it was the greatest song you had written yet, and somebody else referred to it as your breakup song with God.
Mm-hmm.
What do you really think about that?
Well, that's an entertaining and also somewhat apt description. It's maybe more complicated than that. It's maybe my breakup with a very popular narrative about God, although speaking directly to the character in
right.
that narrative.
I know it seems like simplifying it a little bit, you know, yeah. It's just because it's a colorful quote for a blog or something.
It is, on the surface, that is what this record is. But as I've unpacked it, and like when I wrote the tunes, some of them, that was what I was doing. But in hindsight, I realized that it is just sort of dethroning a particular narrative about capital G-O-D.
It may alienate your family and blur the lines of your identity. Let go of what you know and honor what exists. Some ask what there is.
That's David Bazan with Bearing Witness, recorded live in FUV's Studio A. Thanks to producer Sarah Wardrop, and to hear the complete session and more, visit WFUV.org.